In the tropical tunnel, you will be surrounded by brightly colored fish of all shapes and sizes. You might wonder, how is it possible to identify such an incredible diversity of fish? The colors, textures, and designs can be overwhelming. However, with a few tricks in your pocket, it is possible to recognize some select fish families. First, look at the spot where the tail fin meets the fish's body. This area on the fish is called the caudal peduncle. If you found a spine at the caudal peduncle, you are looking at a surgeon fish. The spine may be brightly colored, difficult to see, or there may even be multiple spines. Any fish with a spine on the caudal peduncle is a member of the surgeon fish family. If you don't see a spine on the caudal peduncle, look for one on the operculum. The operculum is the fish's gill covering. Angelfish have one spine towards the bottom of their operculum. The fish in this family are usually larger than others and typified by beautiful colors and patterns. Still not sure what type of fish you're looking at? It could be a butterfly fish, damselfish, or wrasse. Stumped? With over 200 species in the Tropical Gallery, identification is an ongoing challenge for everyone. Check out the tiles lined up along the base of the exhibit to help you identify your favorite fish. By now you've probably noticed black-tip reef sharks and large stingrays swimming overhead. The sharks pose no threat to the divers who clean, feed, and care for the exhibit, and coexist peacefully with the other species on exhibit. However, in order to keep the sharks from associating divers with food, the sharks are target-fed at the surface of the water. Take a look underneath the next shark that swims by. Towards the back of the shark, by the anal fins, you may see claspers, or the external male reproductive organs. If the shark is lacking these parts, you have found a female shark. Since all sharks and rays have internal fertilization, we can tell males from females just by looking for claspers. Be sure to use this technique out at Shark Lagoon or the Ray Pool as well. The left-hand side of the tunnel is called our soft coral exhibit. Consider this the kiddie pool of the large tropical gallery. Sometimes when animals are too small to successfully live in the 350,000-gallon exhibit found on the right-hand side, they enjoy the soft coral side of the tunnel. Notice the artificial sea fan corals. Sea fans are an example of soft coral. These corals do not lay down a limestone skeleton like the reef-building hard corals common to these tropical habitats, but are still composed of many small polyps. The sixth stop on our tour is the sex change exhibit, directly in front of you as you exit the tunnel. Please push play when you are ready to continue.